Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Our topic today is the predicted rise in oil prices because of the Israel-Hamas war, which has sparked a humanitarian crisis and even more financial uncertainty just as we are trying to get back up from the worst of the COVID-induced cost of living crisis. Now, to talk about how the fluctuations in oil prices can affect the share market, and more directly, the cost of petrol, we have invited Shane Oliver, Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP. Shane, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
What is the oil price right now? And what are the possible scenarios that could play up in the short term and long term? What do you think, Shane?
Right now, the oil price is about $81 US a barrel, and that, of course, is West Texas Intermediate. Now, that sort of masks a range. You know, when the attacks occurred in Israel, it was around 82. It then spiked. It got as high as around $90 a barrel, and then we've fallen back recently. As so far, the situation in the Middle East remains contained. And by contained, I mean that if the conflict is contained to countries that are not big oil producers, Israel, Gaza, Palestine generally, even Lebanon, Syria, they're not big oil producers, then the impact on oil prices will be minimal. Occasional uncertainty and spikes, but nothing major. If alternatively, other countries, Iran, which is known to support Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon, if they get involved, they produce about 2.5% of global oil supply, then you could have a much bigger impact and oil prices could go a lot higher.
My goodness. So it truly is that scenario of 2.5% of oil supply under threat if things get worse. So I understand that bit, but for someone who is not an oil price expert, how does that exactly impact us directly in terms of our investments? A lot of people are worried. You know, some people don't have jobs. They've got their savings. Some people have all their investments in their super. How does this impact them?
Well, we all know from the past, we saw oil shocks in the 1970s. Couple of them in 73 and 79, which were big hits to supply of oil. And the first one saw oil prices go up fourfold, and the second one saw oil prices go up threefold. In other words, three times from what they were before the crisis when the Iranian Revolution curtailed Iranian oil supply. Those events were associated with a recession. So as the oil price goes up, it boosts inflation. Yeah, that can mean higher interest rates, not necessarily, but can mean higher interest rates. But people have to pay more for fuel. In the first oil collapse in 73, oil crisis in 73, there was a reduction in supply. So all of that adversely affected economic activity. And so obviously, whenever there's anything that threatens oil supply again, that's why people worry that maybe we'll see something like we saw in the 1970s. That's why that nervousness has been around in the last few weeks. So far, you haven't really seen the curtailment of supply. So that's why the oil price has just been volatile as opposed to spiking higher and keeping going. But obviously, those worries are there. And it comes at a time when there's nervousness because, you know, monetary policy has been tightened globally and in Australia. That's bearing down on economic growth. There's a risk of recession out there. No one wants to see inflation go any higher than it is. Because that would mean interest rates would remain higher for longer or might even have to go further on the upside. So that's why there's this degree of nervousness around this particular crisis.
Yes. Now, I'm still stuck on the oil price trebling in value, in price, if there is this massive shock to the markets and to the business world. So I'm going to be a bit cheeky, but I need to ask this or else people will say, why didn't you ask that question? Oil stocks, are there opportunities or what is going to happen to oil companies? If we have a punter out there listening going, Michelle, am I going to short oil stocks? What's going to happen to Chevron? What's going to happen to BHP? What would you say to them?
Well, the oil price has already had a good run up from its lows. You know, if you think about it, you know, we're down around zero in the pandemic. We get to some ridiculous price $120 a barrel thereabouts last year on the back of the Ukraine situation. Then it settled down to around $70. Now we're back to around or just above $80. Now energy stocks have benefited along the way from that. I would suspect, if anything, there's a bit of downside risk. If you don't get a full-blown conflagration in the Middle East with key energy producers like Iran involved, then I think there's downside for oil prices. So I'd be a bit reluctant to sort of pile into them right now.
Has the horse bolted, Shane?
Well, the horse may have already bolted. So that's the danger there. And if we go into next year, and I said inflation's going to come down ultimately, or continue to come down, economic activity through next year will probably cool a little bit more globally. And that's just a function of the rise in interest rates we've seen. So as economic activity cools, that will mean somewhat cooler demand for energy, and oil prices might come off a little bit as we go through next year. I know it's a messy picture, the geopolitical risks in all directions making this really hard to get right. But from an economic point of view, if economies slow down, then that means less demand for oil, and oil prices might come off. And therefore, if you pile into energy stocks at the height of some sort of crisis or worries about a geopolitical crisis such as the current one in the Middle East, it could turn out to be a bad investment. And as for BHP or mining companies generally, look, I'm reasonably optimistic there because if you think about China, China's disappointed a little bit this year. There's still problems in their property sector. So those things to worry about in China, but recently they've announced more stimulus that they're going to allow an extra $1 trillion in debt raisings. Some of that will flow through to spending, much of it infrastructure spending. And that will support raw commodities or bulk commodities like the iron ore price. And the iron ore price is currently around $123 a ton, give or take. It's been rising lately, well above what the government and many analysts have been expecting. So if it stays around those levels, that could actually be quite supportive for stocks like BHP and Rio and so on.
Right, right. All right, so to recap, an oil price shock has happened in the past. Oil prices have doubled or tripled in the past, but you reckon it truly is just, we just have to be alert, but hopefully it won't get up to that level. Now, we'll have to call it a day there, but once again, thank you, Shane, for joining us today here at the Friends with Money podcast.
Thank you, Michelle, and all the best, and all the best for everyone who's listening.
That's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.